Harper Audio presents Sweetest Mistake by Candace Terry, performed by Exy Sands. Chapter 1. In the split second before hell exploded, Jackson Wilder picked up his weapon and pounded the bastard back. His hands were steady, his mind focused. Sweat rolled down his back from the heat and the adrenaline. The memories. He shoved away any weakness that taunted him from the edge and dared him to fail. He would not, could not, ever again. In his book, fighting a fire that threatened to destroy lives was no different than combating the enemy on the parched soils of Afghanistan. Same battle, different villain. The only variation? This war, he had a better chance of winning. He ignored the ache in his bones from the busy shift he'd just completed with the San Antonio Fire Department and gathered all the oomph he had left to fight this structure fire for the Sweet Texas Volunteer Station. He'd do anything to protect his hometown. Hell, he'd even gone to war. Still was, if anyone paid attention. Except he wasn't really the heart-on-your-sleeve kind of guy, so most folks couldn't see what went on inside his head or heart. Those battles he fought alone. On the battlefield, it didn't matter if the weapon was a hose or a military assault rifle. It felt good in his hands. Felt right. It gave him a reason, a purpose, an opportunity to help others and sink his thoughts into something other than his own colossal fuck-ups. And he'd made plenty. As fire licked up the side of the house, he moved forward, daring it to jump to the roof. Like a living, breathing entity, it paused, seemed to look at him, and accept the dare. When it made its move, he shook his head.
He who blinks first gets his ass annihilated.
One slight shift of the hose shot bullets of water that split the flame, weakened its power, forced it into submission. Today, he could claim victory. Tomorrow? Who the hell knew? Minutes later, he finished helping with overhaul, then climbed back up into the engine. Head dropped back and eyes closed, he endured some good-natured ribbing on the way back to the station from the group of volunteers made up of ranchers, lawyers, and shop owners. The camaraderie he shared with them was different than the one with the guys from the big city station, but no less important. He'd grown up with some, learned from others, respected the hell out of all of them. Back at the station, he'd barely kicked off his boots and shrugged out of his turnouts before fatigue sank deep. Too tired to stop and shower, he tossed a wave to the crew, and behind him, the steel door slammed shut. Anxious for a quick combat nap before he picked up his baby girl for their Wednesday night visit, he shoved his sunglasses on and headed toward the big silver truck parked in the back lot. Once inside the cab, he stretched, yawned, and stuck the keys in the ignition. The engine turned over with a low growl, and he eased out toward the road. In his 31 years, traffic in beautiful downtown Sweet had never been more than a trickle or two of farm vehicles or mom taxis on their way to pick up the kids at school or shuffle those same kids off to soccer practice or a 4-H meeting. But lately, since a few businesses had been revamped by the TV show My New Town, tourism had picked up, the traffic flow as well. He didn't like it, but there wasn't much he could do. The county sheriff's SUV cruised by, with its black deer guard gleaming in the late afternoon sun. Jackson lifted his hand with the local's two-fingered version of a wave. Instead of continuing down Main Street, the patrol car swerved into the fire station driveway and stopped. The window rolled down with a squeal.
Been looking for you, Wilder. Oh, hell, what'd I do now?
Deputy Brady Bennett, childhood friend and local chick magnet, chuckled.
I'm sure there's something. Lucky for you, I don't need to haul out the handcuffs this time.
Ever,
Jackson reminded him.
Only because you never got caught.
Brady grinned, knowing he'd been in on some of those wild-ass and death-defying capers, too.
And might I add that you aren't dead yet.
Jackson rolled his tense neck muscles.
Feel like it.
Busy shift?
4 structure fires in the big city. Just mopped up one here, too.
Eccles place.
Brady pushed back his Stetson.
Heard that over the radio.
Yeah. The missus set a hot pot of fryer oil next to the gas grill to let it cool off. The mister popped on the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?